presenting Frank Watanabe and the Honorable Archie. Archie and Watanabe sailed to Mexico in Captain Scudder's boat, the Sperm Whale, with intention to discover the hideout of the gangster Martin, brother to Cleopatra Martin, with whom the Honorable Archie is in love. Cleopatra is being held in suspicion of bank robbery, and to clear her name, it is necessary to force the man Martin to give himself up. Unfortunately, Martin turned the tables and is now holding Frank and the Honorable Archie prisoners in an old shack. In the preceding episode, hope of rescue for them faded when Captain Scudder and his band of sailors marched right past the shack. Today we find Scudder, Hipplewater, and the men still camped ashore. Listen.
Yes, it will squawk right here, man. Light our pipes and have a powwow. Yes, sir.
Yes, let Captain Scudder talk, gentlemen, man of the crew. You are displaying rare judgment in selecting this waterhole location for a powwow, Captain.
Yes, I know, yes. Squawk, man, all hands squawk. Yes, now ram your pipes full of tobacco and start a puffing and a thinking like good fellows. Yes, sir, let's smoke out the facts, man. Hipplewater, come on to one side here. I want to talk to you.
Yes, Scudder.
Hipplewater.
Yes, Captain Scudder.
I got something in my pocket here, Rod, I want to show you.
Yes.
Here it is. I never wanted to show it to you before, Hipplewater. Hoping for the best, you see. But I think you should ought to know. Archibald is dead, Hipplewater.
What? What is that you are enunciating, Scudder?
I said Arch is dead.
Arch Bodkins, how do you know?
Well, this here cap was picked up yesterday while we was marching. Yeah, Singapore Sam picked it up. That there is the cap what dear Archibald was wearing, wasn't it?
Let me take it, Scudder, and scrutinize it. Yes. Alas, this is the deerstalking hat that Archiboy was wearing. It's unmistakable.
Yes, it is.
But this does not prove that Archiboy is dead, Scudder.
Well, let's see. Take a closer look, then. See them bullet holes plumb through the cap there, Hipplewater?
Pause. Oh, yes. There are bullet holes there, unmistakably. Yes, Archie has been shot through the head, Scudder.
Yes. Yes, it looks like he's deader than a mackerel. Let me drag my bandana out of my pocket here. Stop it.
Yes, and I will draw my pure linen $5 hand-embroidered handkerchief from my pocket. The better to wipe away the tears, which I know will gush any minute.
Yes, I don't want to show my weakness in front of my men, you see. That's why I called you to one side. But ding-dang-a-dee. Hipplewater.
Yes, I clutch after boy's double-ended deer-stalking cap to my bosom and choke with sobs as I look at the grim relic. Yes, as you know full well, Scudder, I was deeply attached to Archiboy.
Yes, I know you are, Hipplewater. And I was attached to him, too, yes, I was. Yes, sir, Arch was the best lime juice and Oriad Goonie whatever walked in shoe leather. Shoe, I say.
Yes, and he would one day have been my son-in-law, you know.
Yes, I know you'd have nabbed him sooner or later. For that there fat toad daughter of yours.
Yes, they would have made a beautiful couple.
Oh, yes, they would.
Archer boy shall not have died in vain, Scudder. I will erect a beautiful marble tablet to his memory where all may see and read the inscription in letters of gold. The inscription will say, to the memory of the most beloved friend of Augustus Hippowater, assemblyman from 3rd District.
Oh, that's mighty nice, Hippowater. To keep Archer's memory so ding-dang sweet, I sure love you for that. And Archer was a great feller for paying his bills, Hippowater.
Yes, he looked the whole world in the face, for he owed not any man.
Nobody but me, Hippowater. Yes, sir, Arch went out owing me $438.45 for the hire of my boat for this here expedition. Yes, he did, Hippowater. And I reckon you want to pay me to keep Arch's memory sweet, eh, Hippowater?
No, Scudder, Archie would not want me to pay his debt for him.
The devil he wouldn't. I knew Arch.
But I knew him better.
You didn't either? Well, jump and fuss in, please. Arch would want you to pay at least half what he owes me.
No, Scudder. No, you did not know Archie like I did.
Oh, flapdoodle. Ding dang it, let's look at this cap again. Maybe he wasn't killed in the first place. Maybe he's alive, and I'll tell you why. There ain't no bloodstains on this here cap. Why in the Sam Hill didn't I think of looking for blood signs before?
What you have just spoken has refilled my soul with hope and joy. Yes, joy, you know. Where was the cap picked up, Scudder?
Right back there at that deserted shack what we marched by yesterday.
Well, let us assemble your crew of brave sailors and march back to the spot.
Yes, that's what I'll do. We'll just do it. And tonight we'll surround that there shack just in case Archie and Watanabe may be held prisoner there.
Yes, we'll soon find out. Scudder, we'll give the signal that Archie boy must remember so well, the hoot of the owl. And if he is in there, we will undoubtedly be heard. He will answer us with his owl hoot.
Yes, sir, Hippowater, that'll do it. Yes, sir, will. We'll hoot like owls. Then if he answers, we'll rush the place and rescue Arch and Watanabe. Ahoy, man! Ahoy, man! Yes, get on your feet there. Come on. We've got to rescue Arch and Watanabe. Yes, 3x3, right turn, march.
One jump right over the elegant hopper's neck.
Frank. Yes, Mom? Have you kept your watch going by any chance?
Yes, I'm grinding my watch each every day of since on about Archer.
Well, good. What's the time now?
Oh, let me see. Oh, it's a midnight. Moreover, 5 minutes, please.
12:05, eh? How do you feel?
Oh, is that so?
Yes, I don't feel very well either.
Oh, thank you.
You know, this situation of ours has gone beyond a joke, Frank.
Oh, yes, please. When two fellows are chained up in a demented farmhouse containing a gunster inside, that's pretty too fierce. Not much of a joke, you know.
No, of course. I'm not squeamish, Frank, but honestly, I don't like the look of things. And I'm really awfully sorry I brought you into it. After all, it was my idea to come to Mexico and find Miss Martin's brother. I've found him, and in doing so, hang it, I've put you in danger.
That's all right, Donna Barachi, dear. A old motto say, a hero die but once, but a coward die many times, and I have not dared yet, you know.
No, but our prospects of getting out of this are not very rosy at the moment, you know.
And that reminded me of an oldish motto, another one. In the hexagon as young, there are no such words as don't. And if they can did it, we can did it. To looking what Daniel Boone did in the Lion Den. To looking what Huckleberry Finnegan done. For holy sakes of Moses, let us not acquire wet socks, please.
Oh, I haven't got cold feet, Frank, if that's what you're trying to say.
Yes, Mom.
But this man Martin is a desperado, and one never knows what he might do next, you know. And our only hope of rescue seemed to evaporate when Mr. Scudder and his silly-ass crew marched by here within a few yards of us and hadn't the sense to at least stop and look into the shack.
Yes, the last time. Yes, before. Yeah. Them sailor gentlemen, this bunch of silly asses, all right, by George.
Right, you know, Frank, this Martin man wouldn't stop at anything to avoid our getting away and disclosing where he's hiding.
Yes, please, Well, please, you have spoke truth, Anabaractus.
Remember, he shot at me when we were first watching this place. You remember that?
Yes, please.
And a bullet went through my hat.
What? Oh,
he wouldn't have cared if that bullet had been a little lower.
Oh.
What did you do with my hat?
Well, I seen them bullet hole between your hatch which blowing same almost to pieces, so I throwing it away, you know.
Oh, you are a silly ass, Frank. That was my genuine deer-stalking hat. That hat was specially made for me by Woodrow of Piccadilly, London.
Is that so?
I had 3 extra inches built on each end to sort of disguise me.
Oh, yes, but I'm thinking just as well you do throwing those deer-talking hat away, please. It's looking very, very ridiculous on top side your head, on it, but it's so ridiculous, too ridiculous.
It looks ridiculous. Well, hang it, I suppose we'd better try and get some sleep, Frank. If we keep on talking, we'll have this man Martin in again with his gun and that wretched, insulting manner of his.
Yes, Mom.
Well,
well, good night, Anibrati, dear.
Good night, Frank.
Woo-hoo!
You, of course.
What you say, please?
I didn't say anything. I said good night.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, you-hoo, please, Anibrati. Good night. You-hoo, all right.
I wish you'd stop making a silly ass of yourself.
What do you say, please?
I said...
Woo-hoo!
Yes, that's what I thought you said, Anibrati.
It's a confounded owl, Frank, hooting away outside. Now we shan't get any sleep at all.
Yes, but might just as well trying, please.
All right. Good night, Frank.
Good night.
Scott, I never heard so many owls in my life. But there was an owl with a voice like a foghorn. Frank?
Yes, Mom?
A voice like a foghorn.
Hew.
And that hoot settles it.
Sounding just like an owl making noise like Mr. Scudder.
Yes, Frank, it's the old signal. I remember it. Listen, I'll reply, you know. A hoot, a hoot.
Hoot, please, out there. Hoot, all right.
Hey, what's going on here?
Hello, Martin, old fella. There's nothing going on, you know. Just a flock of owls flying south, and we're hooting them on their way.
Oh, yeah? Well, we'll see. I'll just take a shot out there at them owls. That'll stop them.
Yes, you never know with owls.
Owls, eh? Owls? They're shooting back at me.
Martin, you may as well listen to me. Now, you may as well give yourself up. This house is surrounded by owls. I mean, by Captain Scudder and his brave hoot.
Sailor, you did this, Punk, and they'll have to come and get me, see? I'll shoot it out with them, and I'll save 2 shots for you guys.
Well,
come on and get me, and here's something to start with.
Boy, where are you, Archie?
Here I am with my chains on my legs.
Welcome, gentlemen, welcome.
Well done, Hipwater. Well
done. Archibald.
Hello, Scudder, old fellow. Great work.
Yes, sir. Captain Scudder and his brave sailors have scored again. Where is that critter?
There he is, Scudder. You've only winged him. As far as I'm concerned, you can turn him over to the police and collect the jolly old reward.
Well, what the ding-dang do you think we're here for? Ding-dang it, you goonie.
Now, Martin, as far as you're concerned, I tried to appeal to your better nature, and you wouldn't have it.
Save it.
Yes, take the critter to the boat, man, and put him in irons. Come on, man, get in line with the critter and the old grasshopper song. One grasshopper jump right over the other grasshopper's back. One grasshopper jump right over the other grasshopper's back. One grasshopper jump right over the other grasshopper's back.
Now the makers of Graco shirts and Endlock ties have developed from their 35 years' experience in the neckwear business the very latest in a tie rack. This rack is made of metal and can be fastened to any closet door or piece of furniture. It is easy to obtain one. Purchase a Graco Endlock tie, remove the paper band, and send it, together with 10 cents, to Graco, care of this station, and one of these handsome racks will be sent to you immediately. Remember, Grayco, spelled G-R-A-Y-C-O, care of this station.